In case you're just tuning in, this is listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula, KDLL 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna. I'm Sabine Pooks, and this is Kenai Conversation. We're talking to local musicians today. Our guests are Sue Biggs and Jack Will, who are part of a litany of musical groups on the Kenai Peninsula, Nelson Kempf, a solo artist based out of Kenai, and Robert Carlson, who plays both solo and with his band 0 Miles to Empty. Well, I'd like to kind of switch gears and talk a little bit about what this upcoming summer is going to look like. I know we're kind of turning a corner here in the state in a lot of ways, and it was just announced that the lineup for Music in the Park is coming soon, and I think everyone's kind of feeling this sense of excitement about kind of what's to come. And I'm curious kind of what you're all up to. Nelson, what are you working on, anything right now? I mean, it sounds like you had an album that kind of came out right before COVID. Are you still marketing that album? Are you writing and recording more music? What are you working on?
So kind of both. Yeah. This summer, I'm busy recording right now, and this summer will probably be pretty well occupied with that. I'm not taking on a lot of live stuff, not because of, I mean, COVID certainly doesn't help, but I'm mostly just focused on trying to get a record done, another record done.
What's this record gonna be like, do you think?
This record is gonna be like, I mean, Sue knows kind of what I do. I do weird stuff, so it's gonna be a lot of. So I received a Rasmussen grant last year, and this is the project that I'm trying to fulfill for that, and it's kind of conceptually sort of, I guess, about Alaska and my family history in Alaska, and sort of ideas of like decolonization and a lot of other things of that nature, environmental crises going on, stuff like that.
Congratulations on the grant. That's amazing. That must be really invigorating and validating to have something like that to work off of. That's really cool.
It's a super, I feel really thankful. I feel blessed that that was the kind of also right when COVID started happening. So it was like, I don't know, last year, just, I know this is the same for everybody, just a weird mix of emotions, you know? I feel very lucky to have, to get to work with those folks. So.
Where do you record your music and where do you write? Do you have kind of a space in your house or do you do it outside of the house?
You are looking at it right now. This is the recording studio.
Can you describe kind of what it looks like and what's in there for people who are listening?
So I have a lot of synthesizers and microphones. I have a really terrible cello over there, which I don't know how to play. A lot of electronic stuff is what I mostly have in here, honestly. Old, weird, you know, when I got back to Alaska, I just kind of got on Craigslist and started getting just a lot of real weird vintage synthesizers from people that apparently live out in just the middle of nowhere and make electronic music. It's a thing. So
in Alaska, people are living out in the middle of nowhere and making electronic music?
Judging by my small sampling of Craigslist interactions, yes, there's a contingency of weirdos just around doing it. So, I have a lot of strange stuff in here.
Very cool. Well, your setup looks awesome, and I love to think that there's a bunch of people in the woods in rural Alaska who are rocking out on their synthesizers and making electronic music. That's for some reason just a wonderful thought.
I was delighted by it as well. Yeah.
Very cool. Sue and Jack, do you guys think you're going to do some performing this summer? And also something I want to hear about, Sue, is kind of what it's been like to teach lessons. And what kind of lessons you teach and what that's like in general.
I've been teaching, I teach like a piano, violin, and voice, guitar, etc., but mainly piano and violin. But I was also teaching on, I was doing a long-term sub for band. I was a music teacher in the schools for about 30 some years. And so I was doing a long-term sub at Kaleidoscope Elementary when COVID hit. So we've had a lot of fun trying to figure out how to teach privately, teach band over the internet. It's been, that's been quite an experience, but I'm not sure if that answered your question. I actually also am a dancer and dance with people internationally. And we usually just meet once a year to dance. And Zoom has been such an amazing thing to gather, like you were saying, people from all over the world together. So we dance every week together, but that's not music, but it connects. It all connects.
What kind of dancing is it? And what are those joint rehearsals look like on Zoom?
Well, it's actually an improvisational dance. Improvisation musically and dance wise are my thing. So we actually don't have music. We actually don't rehearse. We actually just do what's called organic dance, where we might have a problem or an idea to experience or explore. A simple one would be large and small, and then people just begin moving large and small, but you turn toward the screen and you might have one person that you're exploring it with, or there might be 25 people on the screen that you're exploring it with. And you don't know what's going to happen, but it's a pretty exciting form of dance. So it's kind of like playing jazz or playing with Nelson, where you don't know what's going to happen till you kind of, I've done some improvisational stuff for Nelson, and it's, his music is very exciting to be a part of, because you have no idea what to expect. Whatever comes over the headphones, then you react to it. So it's pretty exciting. I also am very excited about his Rasmussen gig. So, yeah.
I imagine that doing improv dancing or dancing in an improvisational way and doing improvisational music kind of are co-constitutive in some ways, or I'm sure you learn a lot from one that you can take into the other.
We actually sometimes have played for the dancers. We improvise and they dance to it. And then they improvise and we improvise to what they're moving. So they really do coexist nicely. A very similar process of letting your intuition come out. So, yeah.
Robert, you mentioned that you're kind of doing some traveling around Alaska this summer, and that you're going to visit some places that you've wanted to see. Were you able to kind of structure your list of destinations around the places that you want to see or places that you've been meaning to visit? How did you kind of siphon through the enormous list of places in this state and pick some places to go? And where are you going?
I found a guy that wanted to book shows for us, and I get that a lot, but I really hate booking shows. It's just a lot of work. But this guy is booking shows, and I'm like, wow, awesome. So grateful to found somebody that actually can do that and actually get us, like, you know, nice shows.
Everyone has their passions.
Yeah, it's great. It takes a load off me. I can focus on other things. I would say everywhere I've been wanting to go, plus some. Like in McCarthy, I've never been there. Soldovia, I've never been to Soldovia. Talkeetna and Tok, Anchorage and Wasilla and Palmer. I've been there, but Southeast, we're working on Southeast right now. I just need to find out how the traveling goes, because I know a lot of things are shut down as far as the ferries or something. is what he was mentioning. And then I'd really like to go to Kodiak. I've never been to Kodiak even, you know, from the peninsula. I don't know how many people have actually gone to Kodiak from the peninsula, but probably quite a few. I haven't. You know, we're trying to like book in festivals first so that we can book all the bar gigs, because they're pretty, you know, they're not certain dates, you know what I mean? You can, they're a lot easier to just fill in. So we're going to probably play about 30 shows July and then a little bit of August.
Are there a lot of festivals happening statewide?
Yeah. There's the Forest Fair, there's the Rusty Raven, there's the Bear Paw, Salmon Fest. Yeah.
Why are they? I see a theme here. They're all named after animals. All the festivals.
Yeah, I wouldn't really know. You know, it's been so long since I've been back here, so all I remember is the State Fair in Palmer. But I don't know if they're doing anything. I don't think they are. I don't know. Maybe you guys know. But that would be cool. But you know, little places are fun to play. The smallest shows have been my favorite, really. I like more of a intimate setting myself, and you get to meet some really cool people doing those shows. You know, so wherever we play, we're going to have a good time. Doesn't matter if it's a big or a little show.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, you find yourself kind of up here playing more quote-unquote Alaska music. Do you think that you're going to kind of switch gears depending on which place you're visiting? Or do you think when you go back to Arizona, you're going to kind of switch back into that gear? Is that something that you think is fluid? Or do you feel like you're kind of indelibly affected by the Alaska vibe in a way that makes you kind of want to play more Alaska music generally?
No, we would just add it to the set. We kind of, sometimes we get these places and we're not sure, you know, like, I don't know if these guys are going to dig what we do. Because we play some kind of weird stuff. And, you know, some psychedelic rock. That's kind of like my favorite type stuff to play, is where we can sit there and, you know, jam for 15 minutes. We start off usually where I have the acoustic guitar, and it's kind of more of a, hey, let's slowly get these people used to us, kind of, depending on where we're playing. And, you know, we'll play covers, of course, too, you know, some Johnny Cash stuff or CCR or, you know, Hendrix or whatever. And then it progresses through the night. Second set, it's a little bit more. And then the last set is just, you know, and people like it when we do that. So, you know, save the best for last, kind of.
Yeah, I'm curious, you know, you mentioned being able to kind of work with the audience and you know, get them hyped up and see. I imagine when you're performing live, you can really see how you could feed off the audience and see how they're reacting. I imagine those kind of feedback mechanisms really change when you're performing either virtually or for a smaller audience, or when folks are wearing a mask and you can't really necessarily see their expressions. There's so many kind of different factors that maybe make it harder to kind of gauge how people are reacting. I know I read an article about how it's hard for stand-up comedians right now, because it's so hard to tell what people think of your comedy when you can't really see them face to face. So, I mean, is that something that you guys can relate to, like putting out music videos or doing virtual performances? Is it hard to kind of do without that instant feedback of seeing how people are interpreting what you're putting down?
Yeah, it's like the, you know, when you have the audience and they're out dancing and whatever, we always, you know, if people are out dancing, we're playing a song, you know, we'll extend it. And we all know that. And we all feed off each other really well. Like, hey, we want to keep them dancing and having a good time. And we use that energy and we put it into the music as a group. So when you're doing something like we've done some live performances for like the news channel and Tucson, and yeah, you're performing to a camera, and I found that that's a lot more difficult, you know, because you don't have that audience participation. You don't have, you know, where you play into somebody, it's just a lot different. So I really like to have an audience and have people that can interact and, you know, give us that feedback there, or that energy that, you know, makes the performance better.
Sue, I saw you nodding your head. Is that something that resonates with you as well?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was thinking, I'm with Robert. It's like anytime people jump up and start dancing to what you're playing, that is just so energizing. Or if they're singing along, like a lot of people who follow our music know a lot of our songs. And so, you know, they'll start chiming in and singing at the top of their lungs. And that is just so gratifying. That's like getting a gold star when people are dancing or singing. And the first time we were going on live stream in our house, and it was too cold for people to sit in our driveway. And even when it rained, they'd pull their cars up and open up the trunks and sit in the trunks of their cars so that they could still be there with us on the porch. But when we moved into the living room, we had no way at all of knowing.
Other than the comments on Facebook.
Well, we finally got the comments. We didn't have comments for a long time. We finally got the comments, and like,
we can't hear you.
Yeah, you're getting this. Yeah.
You're on mute. They're like, you're on mute.
Well, and like the third time we were doing it where we had the comments, somebody was making some Puerto Rican dish for dinner, and they mentioned it on our comments. So we're singing, and everybody's commenting about what they're eating while we're playing. But that was like the best night, because it was like we're back to family again. It wasn't waiting for somebody just to say, we can't hear you anymore. So the comments have become more family too. And so, it's more comforting at least to have some kind of communication from the people who are listening. Anyway, and we know who's drumming in their house. We know who's singing and dancing around. You know, there's some people we know that are reacting to the music with us, even though we can't see them.
Nelson, do your kids play music, or do you ever do play or sing with your kids?
Yeah, we do. We mess around with it. You know, Carlo actually started playing piano, not too long before the before COVID, so he's been doing Zoom lessons for pretty much the whole year. And then, yeah, like, you know, if you listen to my record, you'll hear my kids all over it, so they're certainly involved.
Well, that's so cool to hear. Is there any music that you're listening to more of? What are you finding kind of inspiring right now, music-wise or artistically? Is there anything that you've been listening to that's particularly striking or that stuck with you?
Some of our, actually kind of coincidentally, some of our best friends from Portland are in a band called Typhoon. They were on World Cafe today, that their record, I think, it came out recently, and that's been resonating a lot because it's very it embodies a lot of the things happening right now. And during the interview, he said something like he's always been like a, you know, has always written like kind of downer songs, and so it's kind of weird to all of a sudden feel like the external world matches his internal world. But that record really, I feel like, resonates right now, for sure.
Well, we don't have much time left, but I kind of want to ask everyone if there's a musical or artistic moment that you're really looking forward to, either soon or this summer or later this year or further in the future, something that you kind of have your sights set on that you're excited about? Just end on an uplifting note, because I feel like that's kind of the tone of where we're going right now, externally and generally. And so, what's a musical moment that you're looking forward to? Robert, how about you? Do you have one in mind?
Musical moment. Well, I've been working on covering Ghost Riders in the Sky, more of a rock and roll version. And we want to record that because we're trying to do a spaghetti western type, country-ish, different EP. So when we get that all recorded, I'll be looking forward to that. So yeah, just looking into that. I got a lot of singles coming out this year that have already been recorded too. I don't want to release an album again. That's when I go singles or EPs.
Nelson, what about you? Is there anything that you're looking forward to in the future, musically, artistically?
I would say the moment that I'm most excited about right now is just being on a stage again and singing for people and interacting with people in that way. I think it'll be overwhelming. I can't wait to do that again. And I know I didn't like talk about it really during the interview because we're not, you know, not really focusing on live stuff right now. But I am really excited for that when it does come.
Do you know what that first performance is going to be, or do you have anything planned, or is it still kind of in the ether, more hypothetical at this moment?
Pretty hypothetical. Actually, it's fully hypothetical.
Gotcha. And Sue and Jack, what about you guys? What are you looking forward to?
We've actually been able to get together with one of the groups that we play with, Food for the Soul. Everybody was vaccinated. So this last week, we got together. One of our members was dealing with cancer and she's not able to sing anymore. So everybody was over there visiting her. And we actually just started playing and singing together. And that was really great. And they've already started talking about, if anybody will be available for like Salmon Fest, you know. So we're looking forward. We know things will be happening like that. And, you know, besides, you know, we know that eventually the orchestra will be getting back together. We know that the theater group will start up again and we'll be back in the orchestra pit. And so there's a lot of stuff down the road and who knows what it'll look like, but.
Well, they're opening up some of our jams. We'll probably have our first jam, Bluegrass Jam, that we host in May. So yeah, stuff's starting to happen.
We're coming up on the top of the hour, so we'll leave it here. Thank you to all our guests for being here today. Today on the show, we had Sue Biggs and Jack Will, Nelson Kempf, and Robert Carlson. We'll have links in the online version of the story so you can listen to all of their music at kdll.org. I'm Sabine Pooks, and this is Kenai Conversation.